Mrs. Clinton?
Yes, how are you, Mr. Joyner?
No, how are you is the question. How?
I am so much better. Thank you for asking.
Oh, thank God for that. Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
So Sybil's here, J. Anthony Brown is here, Don Lemon is here, and, of course, Roland Martin is here. And we're glad you called in. Roland, your question.
Secretary Clinton, first and foremost, glad that you're doing well. Recent story, New York Times, revealed focus groups done by a Democratic pollster, Cornell Belcher, show that young African-Americans are leery about your presidency, not as excited. I've had many of them on my show as well. Beyond criminal justice, what are the three most critical issues that impact young African-Americans that you can speak to that will get them paying attention to your campaign?
Well, Roland, I am well aware that I still have work to do, and I'm very committed to continuing to travel across the country to talk about and hear from young African Americans about the struggles they face daily. Our campaign has hired a number of people, both at our headquarters and organizers on and off campus, that are also having conversations about what's at stake in this election. And I really have a lot of sympathy in a way, because think of what this millennial generation has faced. They entered the workforce during one of the worst recessions in our nation's history. So what I'm focusing on are more good-paying jobs. I want to make college affordable, and that is a plan that I've been talking about and working for since I got into this campaign. I also want to help everybody with student debt, and that's a very high proportion of African-American young people with a BA come out with student debt. So we're going to really help that get paid down, paid off, so people can get on with their lives. I'm committed to helping historically black colleges and universities. In fact, I have a specific fund of $25 billion that will really upgrade and support and provide financial assistance for young people, because I think the HBCUs are incredibly important in providing the kind of pathway into the future. And we're going to make sure that we deal with criminal justice reform, address gun violence, and have a positive agenda to get wages up, not only national minimum wage, but equal pay for women, helping small businesses, especially young people who want to be entrepreneurs. You know, the fastest growing segment of small business in America are African-American women. We're really putting out a very broad-based agenda. And the more young people hear about it, the more they know what I will do to help invest new funds in employment, skills training, education, the more interested they become.
Okay.
All right. Don Lemon is on the phone.
Secretary Clinton, I'm glad you're doing better. Hi. You sound a lot better.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking my questions. I have to ask you about something that's new in the news. The former Secretary of State Colin Powell, in his hacked emails, has criticized you and your, quote, this is his saying, minions, for trying to drag him into your email server problem. He concludes by saying, quote, everything HRC touches, she kind of screws up with hubris, and that's end of the quote. How do you answer him and critics who say, whether it's your emails or disclosing your health issues or even pointing out Trump's flypaper-like ability to attract the racially insensitive or deplorables, as you call them, somehow the message gets screwed up?
You know, I have a great deal of respect for Colin Powell, and I have a lot of sympathy for anyone whose emails become public. I'm not going to start discussing someone else's private emails. I've already spent a lot of time talking about my own, as you know. What I think is really important about these emails is the chilling fact, Don, that the Russians are continuing to attempt to interfere in our election. And, you know, I have to say, I'm increasingly concerned by how we've seen Donald Trump's alarming closeness with the Kremlin become more and more clear over the course of this campaign. It's deeply concerning, and there's a lot that Trump should answer for. because these attempts by Russia to interfere in the election are ones that go right hand in hand with his closeness to the Kremlin, his flattery of Putin. And it's not just me that is noticing this. It's fellow Republicans of foreign policy and national security experience, NATO leaders. So I'm going to keep, you know, raising the alarm about Russian influence, and that, of course, raises questions about who Trump actually does business with.
Can I just follow and say that by hubris, he's saying that you're stepping on your message. He's insinuating that you step on your message through hubris or arrogance or not being transparent. How do you respond to that specifically?
Again, I'm not going to comment on anything that is said in a private email.
And even to critics beyond the former secretary.
Well, but I think I've worked very, very hard to be more transparent than not just my opponent, but really in a comparison to anybody who's run. You know, the medical information I've put out, and we're going to put out more, meets and exceeds the standards that other presidential candidates, including President Obama and, you know, Mitt Romney and others, have met. My tax returns are out there, 40 years of transparency about my tax returns. So I think that the real questions need to be directed toward Donald Trump and his failure to even meet the most minimalistic standards that we expect of someone being the nominee of one of our two major parties.
Do you know when your medical records are going to, the rest that you said you'll release, because he says he's releasing some soon. Do you know when you're going to release the rest of yours or more information?
More information, I think, will be, you know, very shortly, because, you know, we really want to respond to legitimate questions that people might have. I'm very touched by the concern that's been set forth about my health. I'm really glad that I did finally follow my doctor's orders and take some days to rest instead of just trying to keep powering through, which I think is a common experience for people. So we're going to put out more information, and that will be then twice as much as he's put out, and we'll see what, if anything, he's willing to disclose.
Secretary
you,
Hillary
Secretary.
Clinton, we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and ask more with Sybil, Don Lemon, Roland Martin, and this is the Tom Joyner Morning Show.